The Australian Industry Group is now calling on the Prime Minister to divert the budget surplus to help rebuild communities devastated by bushfires and boost the economy. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan reports that retailers are facing their worst Christmas shopping season since the global financial crisis more than a decade ago.
This year's pre-Christmas buying spree looks like being the most subdued since 2008, back in the depths of the global financial crisis. Even so, Russell Zimmerman, Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association, is remaining positive.
The drought and the fires have impacted on retail, but I'm pleased to say that yesterday, walking around the shops, it appeared to be quite busy and it looked like people were really getting to the Christmas spirit.
Russell Zimmerman predicts this year's Christmas spending will top $53 billion. But unlike previous years, the drought and now bushfires has prompted more spending in regional communities.
We know from talking to retailers that there's been a lot of support for regional and country areas and for unique products. That's good because obviously those areas have done it really tough over the last 12 months or thereabouts with the drought. So people have thought about their country folk and that's obviously a good thing for the country.
The Commonwealth Bank's household spending intentions is also subdued, with less spending on goods as consumers move from traditional gifts to experiences and donations. The CBA's chief economist, Michael Blythe, says consumers are nervous about their household budgets despite efforts to boost confidence.
I mean, they've been given plenty of opportunity in a sense. We've had a series of rate cuts, lower mortgage payments, tax rebates flowing through, and of course rising house prices and a pretty solid labour market. So overall it's a good backdrop, but we're just not seeing the follow through.
So not a festive spirit, and that's not being helped by what we're seeing from bushfires and drought.
Absolutely. So we've seen a pretty steady deterioration in consumer sentiment since the middle part of the year, but certainly things like bushfires and the smoke haze in places like Sydney are not going to help that.
But the devastation goes beyond consumer spending. Inez Willocks, Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, says the next set of economic growth numbers could stall as the impact of bushfires and drought eats into almost every sector of society.
We're starting to see a dramatic slowdown in tourism numbers, delayed deliveries. We're seeing delays in public transport. We're seeing road closures which are impacting people movement. These bushfires are very clearly having an impact on economic activity as a result of natural disasters like this.
So when you combine that economic drag, people not spending, bookings being cancelled, demand slowing, what sort of hole or stall do you think we'll see in the next set of economic numbers?
We're running pretty close to the edge, and it's not just going to be the immediate short term, it's going to be longer term too.
Inez Willocks says the Prime Minister's ambition to deliver a budget surplus might need to be reviewed.
Well, it may be in the end, Peter, that there isn't much choice here. We need to rebuild communities. So there is going to need to be some sort of significant government response to these activities.
That's AI Group Chief Executive Inez Willocks, ending Peter Ryan's report.